Billy. In the garbage. Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates. People. Dead people coming back to life. People turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it? All that horror crap?
You gotta read shit on TikTok.
Are you further away from your computer than you usually are?
Yep.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, hold on. At least it cleared my regular spot, so. Go over there.
Oh, sweet. Are those jeans?
They are.
Nice.
We call them denim pantaloons.
Ah, see.
God damn it, what are these pants doing here?
Pantaloons of denim.
Denim pantaloons.
Oh, piss.
All right, remember, you want to keep this under an hour, so we're doing away with the honorable mentions. Doing away
with the Masters of Horror.
I'm only talking about one movie that we watched this week.
And we don't need Spider-Man.
Yeah, we do.
Especially three fucking issues of some guy who isn't even the rock-throwing vulture.
You talking about Blackie Drago?
What a shitty name.
Blackie we'll Drago? Get to that.
Yeah. Sounds like the guy from Hills Have Eyes who died not too long ago.
Or the guy that is in the Masters of Horror episode that we'll get to.
Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC Podcast, Terrible Horror Crap Podcast, sponsored by
Bass Custom Shirts.
I was just going to catch my breath and then do it big. But yes, Fest Custom Shirts. Fest. I think that's how you say it. Custom shirts right here at boygob.com. Those last two episodes still haven't went up on the old place.
Yeah, well, can't worry about that. I'm getting all pumped up to meet Patsy Mullins coming up at the Horror Market pop-up.
Just sit down. I have some bad news.
Wait, what? Huh?
It's not going to happen. You're going to have to wait till June, the month of the Jew.
Why is that, Tom? What's going on here?
Unforeseen circumstances caused a cancellation.
Patsy Mullins isn't going to make it?
No.
Ah, fuck her. She's only been in one movie anyway.
It took her 40 years, but she's finally got another role in a third movie.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure the fine folks at the Houston Horror Film Festival have found a replacement for her.
Suitable, that's up to you. Replacement, yes.
All right. Who they got?
Someone from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hey, people love those movies.
Do they?
Yes, okay. They've probably been seen more than Frankenhooker.
But appreciate it more? Yeah. Probably. Yeah, it's, I guess it's a victim or something.
Yeah. Well, no, this chick's been in like three of the movies, right? I'm not big fans of those movies, so I can't tell you who's in them and who's not. And
yeah, we did our, what's it called? Nightmare on Elm Street retrospective early on in the show. I remember that.
I don't remember doing that.
No, you were there. It was in the days when I would record in the garage.
Oh, okay.
I remember Freddy Krueger was in a Mario Lemieux jersey holding up the Stanley Cup in that picture. That I remember.
Mario.
Yeah. No, we talked about it and how the second one was the super gay one.
Yeah.
Talking about getting trapped in the elevator with that guy and thinking I was going to get AIDS because we are so close. And then they say, oh, the coronavirus, you can't be close to anybody. And I said, I told you motherfuckers the future, but you didn't want to believe me.
Yeah. Yeah, those movies. But hey, we're under a time constraint here. So what did you watch, Tom?
Hey, how was your week?
Yeah, it's all right.
I watched Nail in the Coffin. The Fall and Rise of Vampiro.
Ooh, you love the Misfits.
Yeah, and you're Canadian. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. Well, this is the story of a Canadian man with a Mexican accent. Very weird. I would call it living the gimmick. But anyways, this is very disjointed, like last week's Ray Harryhausen documentary. Mm-hmm. This one, a lot of it, to be fair, was shot just for this documentary, but some of it was taken from other sources and shit too. Like,
so what did Steven Spielberg have to say about Vampiro?
Well, you know, growing up as a child in Canada, I used to watch Vampiro. He was a heartthrob. I think Steven Spielberg counts the middle. He has a little bit of a lisp.
Yeah.
I think he does. Don't say it's because of his big lips, Joe. What the fuck? That's just the way God made him. What are you doing?
No,
like pointing to your nose or something.
No, I'm doing sparklers. Hey.
What?
Huh?
I don't really think... Well, first of all, it came off like he made this documentary just to, like, prove to himself and any lawyers that are watching that he's a good father. Say, I'm a good father. Please believe me. And throughout, like, the whole thing, he's trying to call his daughter, but she never picks up. Is it because he's a teenager or he's not a good dad? You'll never find out. But if you ask him, he's a great dad. The very end of the documentary, like, text comes up, and it says, Conan, Vampiro was diagnosed with Alzheimer's and wrestled one last match against his rival Conan. And then they show, like, maybe 10 seconds of that match, and then it's over. It's like, oh, that's the interesting stuff. Talk about him, like, being diagnosed with Alzheimer's and dealing with that and then training for his last match against his rival.
When did they do that? Because Conan can fucking barely move.
It didn't look like he could in the footage they showed.
Yeah, that dude's not in good shape at all.
No, he had a kidney transplant or something too, I think. Some kind of...
Probably the day before.
Sorry, transplante.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you say
it? Yeah, Conan.
Yeah, there, I mean, there really wasn't anything too interesting in this documentary.
No, I don't know. Not a fan of the Misfits. Not a fan.
Yeah, me neither.
Not a fan of shitty tattoos. Not a fan.
It's got a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of shitty tattoos. It's like, yeah, they fucked this up. Might as well go all out.
Mm-hmm. So it all just kind of blends together.
Right. Yeah.
Can't tell what it is. You can just say, oh, he's got tattoos.
Yeah, it's like that kaleidoscope thing that you twist and then it just fucking makes different weird colors and shapes. That's him.
Mm. Different colors and weird shapes.
Kaleidoscopo, and that's what he should have been.
What did you watch?
I watched Kemper, the Coed Killer. It's a low-budget movie about a killer from the early 60s, but it's set in modern day, maybe? I don't know. It's low-budget as shit. The acting sucks. The sets suck. Everything about it looks cheap as fuck. Skip it. Just skip it.
When did this come out?
Maybe 2019. Maybe 2020. One of the 2 years.
I was hoping this year. And I was going to say, hey, write it on your list so you remember.
Yeah, I'm going to try to start working on my 2021 list because...
Then you'll have a full list and there'll be no excuses.
News of the world.
We're going to get to that, huh?
Yeah. No.
How about we do it now? Oh, no?
Okay. No. I was going to read the book last year. I didn't know they were making it into a movie.
I love the book.
You did. You did.
Oh, it's beautiful and shot so well.
They probably want a silver spur or something.
Or a silver spoon. We'll get to that. Oh, what kind of fucking idiots hang out at an ice cream parlor? Go to a bar. Go to a bar. I watched 2 seasons of The Nanny. The seasons being season 1 and season 2. Holy shit, were there a lot of episodes. It's 6 seasons and 149 episodes, so.
Okay, so I asked you last week. Now, after watching all this shit now, you should know the theme.
Yes. I think we should wait until I finish season 6.
Okay.
And then I'll definitely know it all and be very, and that'll be the payoff. To
trying to get that scat sound going down,
it's
right?
It's not scat at all. This is like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, the show is about a Broadway producer who hires a nanny to look after his kids because fuck him. He's a man. That's woman's work.
I agree with that. I agree with that. That's at least one.
And he's British.
Changed, you know.
Plus he's British, so he doesn't properly know how to raise kids.
He's British, so that means like he can't be around that kind of temptation.
That's also true. Remember we talked about The Nanny a few weeks or months ago when I first got that antenna? And it was like, oh, I didn't know this was a Jewish sitcom.
When he got this new technology.
A TV antenna.
He got these rabbit ears.
Oh, it's like a square box.
Yeah.
But, I didn't know this was Jewish. This was a Jewish sitcom. Oh, boy, were you dumb. Not saying you, but me saying it back to myself. This is the Jewiest Jew shit that's ever Jewed. Stereotypes? Nobody gave a fuck back then. That's what we're building this show on, my boy.
That's what comedy was all about. Yeah.
Like a running joke in there is how she's cheap and leaves the tags on the clothes just so she can wear them and return them. Like the family, I could do without. The kids are pretty fucking annoying, especially in the first season. Like the youngest really tries to ham it up because this is her big role. And she's here to do it, so she's going to act her fucking ass off. And it's written into her character that 2 times a week she'd go to therapy. So she was like the odd, off, a little crazy kid. And they've been slowly losing that, which was good. That didn't help anything. But Niles, the butler, and Cece, the dad's business partner, their back and forth is fucking great just to watch it alone, just for that shit. It's fucking like the shit they get away with. Fucking wild. No, it's real wild shit that they're able to get away with. So, the characters, give or take, about 50-50. But they got some writing in there that's like some fucking cold shit. It's just like, oh, goddamn. So,
but they balance it out with a lot of feel-good shit, don't they?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you learning some lessons, Tom? Are you finding out a little bit more about yourself?
No. What I'm not learning either is, like, half of their guest stars are, like, people from Broadway and shit. It's all lost on me. I don't know who these old fruits are.
What about Yiddish? You picking up any Yiddish phrases or terms?
Are you talking about the old grandmother?
I've seen maybe one episode of that show, maybe.
Okay, what did you say?
Yiddish, the okay. Juicy.
The grandmother's name is Yetta, so that's what I thought you said.
All right, yeah. And
oh boy, is she a caricature. Caricature.
You mean Ove.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It has some real racy shit in there for being on fucking, I think it was on CBS.
Yeah, it was CBS. It was one of their big shows, like one of the ones that actually made money for them. After the match got canceled.
So I was going to say, hey, Joe. So what's the point? Did people think Fran Drescher was hot? Because I'm watching this. It's like, well, this is just a goofy bitch.
What? I think it was like housekeepers and fucking people like that that were like in. Like you had the Mr. Belvedere show and I guess he was a man nanny. I don't know what the fuck he was.
Yes, you do. It's a nanny.
Yeah, it was just shows about the help, you know? I don't know. No, Fran Drescher, I don't think she was attractive.
Okay, well, Mike said that he would frequently whack off to her.
No, I mean, how are you going to fucking stroke it to somebody with that voice? But Lisa just informs me that it was her voice that captured the nation, that made a nation laugh during a time when it needed healing. So we could really use Fran Drescher right now.
It seems in the early episodes they played it up a little more than they do as it goes on. But I guess that's her real voice for the most part.
But she passed away today, so.
Oh, no. Sitting in the ghetto thinking boutique. B-O-U-T, you phone. That's all I wanted. If I would have put the apostrophe, it probably wouldn't have corrected it.
Maybe.
Fucking prigs. But hey, we'll talk more nanny next week.
Yeah.
Niles is the man, though. If they, like, had a two-hour-long compilation of Niles' greatest hits.
So think with these shows that have kids, too, as the seasons go on, the kids get older and uglier and fucking funny. Every show.
And they're fucking little spoiled rich kids.
Yeah.
So that just adds, like, I don't give a fuck about you and your problems, you rich homo.
I watched Broken City. Marky Mark shoots Trayvon Martin at the beginning of the movie and is fired from the force, so he becomes a detective, and Russell Crowe is a corrupt mayor that hires Marky Mark to follow his wife around and then kills the guy that his wife's cheating with, and it sucks. There's no fucking reason to watch it. It's a piece of shit.
So you liked it?
This piece of shit that they spent money on, obviously, with this fucking, I don't know.
How much?
I don't know. I'd look that up, but it probably breaks.
You didn't look up and write down how much money each movie cost to make?
$300 million.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Because it was going up against the Phantom Menace, so they needed to spend big money.
Was that with or without marketing?
Marky Mark was not in the Phantom Menace.
Oh, then who played a young Han Solo?
That would have been, shit, I don't remember who played the young Han Solo. Anyway,
shit. I forgot I had a little note under the nanny. There was a scene where, or a storyline where mistakes happen. And she's holding a Russian, or I don't know, some Eastern European lady's baby on the subway. And somehow they get separated, and now Fran has this baby. And then they bring it home, and her and Mr. Sheffield, which is her boss, changes the baby's diaper on the kitchen counter. And they take its diaper off for real. And then Mr. Sheffield, you twitched. Your eye twitched.
Like, this can't be good.
Well, you can't be Sam's partner, that's for sure. Anyways, they take the fucking, what's it called, baby's diaper off for real. And I said, wait a goddamn minute, did I just see what I think I saw? So then the baby cries or something. So, but Mr. Sheffield ends up leaning his head down, putting his lips on the baby's belly with his diaper off and going... And then you see the baby's dick. So, you know, that could have been edited out. I didn't need the unrated, too hot for TV cut of the nanny shout factory. But I could have done.
Are they live in front of a studio audience?
Maybe. I think.
I'm just kidding. You know?
They might have been, but.
Do they have a laugh track?
Yeah.
All right. Is that her name in the show, Fran?
Yeah, Fran Fine.
Okay.
Like Tim Allen.
Yeah, now featuring Baby Dick.
Yeah, it was... Okay, because they take the little feller's diaper off, and then you say, oh my God, did they just not forget to edit that little peenie out? And then he goes... So that was unsettling. Mm. And then just to make sure you saw it, you get a couple glimpses, which isn't great. And now people like fucking Kyle and Chris are going to run out and buy this fucking...
What season was that? I don't need the whole thing.
So yeah, that was... I would say that's been the low point of the... of my watching of The Nanny, the complete series so far. So yeah, unfortunate.
Yes, I would say so.
So, did you watch El Topo or?
I watched Coffee and Kareem.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, one that you were all gaga about. It's all right. It's funny. It's got some funny moments. The kid cracked me up. He said a lot of shit that was that was funny. Everybody else seemed to be like overacting, just kind of like they were kind of shitty. Like the villain, the lady especially, she fucking sucked. She was terrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Joe. I'm a Betty Gilpin fan.
Is that who that is? Because it threw me off. It's like, you got David Alan Grier there. That dude's funny as fuck. Why not let him do that role and fucking do it right? Instead, they just kill him off real quick. He doesn't do shit but wear a fucking weird-ass beard.
That his head explodes.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Yeah, it had some surprisingly good effects, some good driving. It was a decent flick. I don't know that I'll ever watch it again, but, it made me laugh. Yeah.
But it was a funny one. It made my top 10.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah, it did. And it was, the whole time, it was weird. I was trying to figure out if that was a little boy or a little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, that fucking Missy Elliott, she, like, got lap band surgery or something. She looked all fucking skinny. That's weird.
That is a weird, huh? Mm-hmm. Used to seeing her in a giant inflatable trash bag suit.
Right.
Shake it! I'm working!
Whatever, you know? Fucking, like, I don't know.
Drop down, shake it, and reverse it.
There you go. You remember them lyrics.
It's a classic in the hood.
Probably had a dance routine.
Right. It was good. Ah, Deadline. This is a movie about a guy who writes books, and then they get turned into movies, and then he becomes addicted to blow and fights a bunch of hookers at the end.
Well, that's perfect timing, I guess, for your list.
So in this, the story of how Stephen King became addicted to blow, his children watch one of his movies called The Executioner, and it's about hanging people. So the kids are like, hey, let's reenact The Executioner and kill the daughter. And then hooker parties. And Black Phillip shows up when a guy's working on a thrasher. He's, you know, there's a bolt right in the, where all the teeth meet, and, you know.
So he's got to stick his arm in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, his arm's gone. And then his leg's gone. And then he's gone. It's a funny, bad movie. It's worth a watch once. There's some funny gore in it. But, just like Don't Go in the Woods, which I also watched, which was a funny, bad slasher movie with some funny gore in it. I got to stop watching these Vinegar Syndrome movies, not drunk. Ask,
is this a Vinegar Syndrome thing? Yeah.
I forget that, you know, most of the stuff they release is garbage. It's fun to watch drunk. And I'm watching it like, oh, it's just, you know, a regular movie, wind down for the night. And no, you silly bitch. You got to watch these fucking things drunk or lit up or something. Otherwise, you're just going to be, oh, whatever.
I didn't know they picked up Don't Go in the Woods alone.
Dun, 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 dun. See the man who lives in a woods. You think he's a bum, but he's not. He's got a surprisingly clean house for how he looks. You'd think he'd go jump in a lake. But he doesn't.
Yeah.
And they must have had the same blood from Deadline and Day of the Dead for, or Dawn of the Dead from the 3M company. Because it looks like that weird orangish, lighter than it should be, thick paint bullshit. But both these movies, I think if you were doing a little drinking, they'd probably be a lot funnier than they are. I'm going to keep Don't Go in the Woods alone, but Deadline will be for sale.
All right. You know, Jim Kelly is the best thing of Enter the Dragon, but he's not in For the Hard Way, and he's definitely not in Black Belt Jones. Three the Hard Way, yeah. Black Belt Jones, man, not a good movie.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Jim Kelly fan. He's all right. He's great in an ensemble.
They do this weird shit with all his fight scenes where it goes to slow motion on a lot of the shit that would look better if it wasn't slow motion. You know, you want to see a fight scene. You want to see the choreography. You want to see all that. And you don't get a lot of that in this movie. And this is his movie. This is the movie that he's known for the most, I think. Well, aside from Enter the Dragon, but... Yeah, it's not good, but it is funny. It is unintentionally funny. They say a lot of racist shit. Scatman Crothers is in there wearing a fucking weird-ass looking toupee for him. It's one of these things like, hey, we need to get control of this building, and there just happens to be a black karate school in there. And it's these mafioso types that are trying to take it over, but they're not Italian. They're ugly, but they're not Italian. They're like some like Greeks or something. I don't know. It's a strange thing. There's a big fight scene in a car wash at the end, so there's a lot of soap and shit like that. And I don't know. It's just weird, you know. Jim Kelly, he teaches chicks in bikinis how to do gymnastics.
What do they do? Beach.
They're just there flipping around, you know, and he says, oh, yeah, yeah, that's the way you do it. What the fuck?
He doesn't say it like that. Say it how he says it.
Yeah, that's the way you do it, honey. Yeah, there you go, baby.
What is he, Puerto Rican?
Yes.
Hey, this is Taz.
Yeah, I can't recommend this one.
Dude, what was this again?
Black Belt Jones.
That's what I thought. I just wanted. I wrote Jim Kelly movie. Long, long ago, I seen this one.
It's on a 4-pack I have.
Is it a Jim Kelly 4-pack or a Urban Cinema 4-pack?
Jim Kelly. It's got Hot Potato and some other shit on there.
Does it have Original Gangstas?
No, that was later. Great.
I wish they put that out on a boutique Blu-ray. That and the Killer Tomatoes 3 and 4 would be great.
But Original Gangsters, that was like a major studio that put that one out.
Original Gangsters.
Right.
Say it right.
With a Z. I get it.
No, with an S.
No,
with an A.
Gangsters. So, yeah, it's unlikely that, you know, Vinegar Syndrome or anybody like that will pick that up.
Larry Cohan has passed.
Yes, he has.
We can't do a commentary for it. Yeah, I sure hope COVID ends soon, because these fucking new boutique Blu-rays that are coming out where it's a shitty Skype call, and we're supposed to just say, oh, it's all they can do. No, just delay the fucking product so you don't, or sell it cheaper. How about that? It didn't cost you as much to fucking get all the equipment over there. How about you sell it a little cheaper? Is that shit fucking sucks. I haven't watched one of those. I've seen maybe about 4 or 5 special features that have been done during the COVID pandemic, and not even one part was like, oh yeah, that was pretty good. I forgot what the fuck one I saw, but you see the outline of me? Now figure everything else in the background is blurred out. Because whatever the fuck is in the background of me, they couldn't get fucking licensing for. So what they did in the first frame was just key me, and then if I would move, a little bit of my face would be blurred. If I didn't stay directly in that fucking frame that they keyed me out in, it's horrible. This is like, you released this to the public, huh? You thought this was a good idea. They should have just took the audio and showed just footage from the movie or something. It was bad. I forget what it was from, but it was fucking, maybe Olivia.
Maybe. So like the people that they're talking to are sitting at home then, right? Probably with,
yeah,
the,
it's just like what we're doing now.
Yeah,
it's just the Skype call, because they can't go and shoot them.
Yeah, they can.
I mean, you can, but, you know, this is what they chose to do. And it's not good.
No, it's not.
And there's little things that always pop up. Oh, this was shot during, please excuse the quality. It's like, nah, fuck you, man. You could have cleaned up that audio. You owe the rights to the footage. Just put the fucking poster up there. It was whack, son.
Puppet. And had a puppet and just like,
yeah.
Like, dub that. Yeah.
See, now you're being creative.
Mm-hmm.
The Devil's Backbone. I watched it. Besides the Hellboy movies and Blade. So, any original idea he had, this was the best. Wasn't great. But it was pretty good. That whole bomb thing, I don't think really needed to be there. That was whatever.
That was symbolism, Tom.
Oh, but still, that didn't need to be there.
Everything was a ticking time bomb, just waiting to go off. You know, Tom, this is my favorite Del Toro movie.
No, Blade.
It's on my list many, many times. Many times. Blade 2 is pretty good. I agree with you there. Mimic, eh. You know?
Not good. I understand.
like his more recent shit, it's like, fuck, get out of here with that. Go back to the Devil's Backbone days, man.
Yeah, that skeleton overlay on the little dead kid was cool. Like, it was cool.
Santi, you mean.
Yeah, there you Santi go.
With the blood flowing out of his head.
Because he was in the water, you see.
Yes. Blood floats.
Hey, don't go out of your room and get water, or we'll fucking kill you. Yeah. That was a little harsh. But
I mean, there was alright, you know.
No, I'm not like you. What kind of comics were they reading? I'd rather read original runs of Spider-Man. That shit looked whack. It was alright though. It didn't blow my mind, mijo, but it was okay. Yep, Guillermo del Toro's just a big fat bubbles.
Well, I guess it's better than you not liking it, because yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah, I liked it better than Kronos, not the Euros.
So you got the one with that Mike Mignola cover.
I do.
All right.
So yeah, I'm going to keep that one because I'll probably listen. I don't know if I'll listen to the commentary. What's he going to say? Oh, in this one, I listen or I read the story of a mythological creatures in my fairy tale books. Okay, I got it. I don't care for any of that elfin bullshit, Joe.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. Bring on the fish fucking. That's what I say. Bring me the Gordon's fishermen to suck it.
I watched A Good Marriage, Tom.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know what.
Save yours or...
I was just trying to stay awake through it all. It's not a good movie. It's also not a good novella. I read it, didn't like it, and so I don't know why I put this movie on. But once it was on, it was on. It plays like a Lifetime movie, kind of. You know, a lady discovers that her husband is the serial killer that's been out there killing and raping women for a while.
For a while.
Yeah. She thought she had a good marriage. Now she's got to pretend to continue to have a good marriage until she can find a way to deal with him.
How does she deal with him?
She pushes him over the fucking staircase.
And then what happens?
He didn't quite die, so she has to suffocate him.
With what? A pillar?
Some kind of bag or something.
Not a ball bag.
No.
That'd suck. Someone stretches their nutsack over your face to suffocate you. No, a lot of people say burning's the worst way to go, but I think that would suck. Take this COVID mask. Not good. Damn, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the nutsack strangler.
Yeah.
Don't go to the Houston Horror Pop-Up Market. That's where I'm going to strike.
Yeah.
If I see you without wearing a mask.
You guys don't be without wearing a mask.
Oh, shit. If I had $2,000 in a weekend and a bunch of gay people and a gay guy to direct this, it'd be made and put out by Wild Eye.
All you need is the weekend.
Yeah, hey, you. I got the nanny to watch. That's all I got.
I watched Save Yourselves. This is about a mixed-race couple that decides that they need a break from electronics, you know, from devices. They need to put that shit down and reconnect, Tom. They go stay at a cabin. Just so happens that this is the weekend that an alien race is going to fucking invade the Earth. And these aliens, you know what a tribble is, Tom? Sure you do. Everybody
does. There's a problem with them, from what I hear.
There's trouble. Okay. Problem with the tribbles. I don't know, Tom. It just doesn't fly off the tongue. How about trouble? That's it. That's it. Tom, you're fired. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, and they eat ethanol. And it's got some, it's entertaining. I wouldn't say it's funny, but it's entertaining. The couple's annoying as shit because they're one of these, like, modern day couples that's, you know, that cares about ethical treatment of animals and, you know, like, respecting others' beliefs and shit like that. So I guess it's making fun of them. I couldn't tell if it was making fun of them or I'm just an asshole and they were being serious and I'm thinking it's a joke. I don't know. But it is worth a watch. Yeah.
Tribbles is Star Trek, right?
Yes.
All right, so what are those sock puppet things from the Muppets when, like, fucking Merlidop? You know what I'm talking about?
Merlidop.
They were just, that's what they, all they said. And they were just like different colored socks with eyes on them.
You talking about Menomina?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, whatever. You were always sitting up in the balcony. I thought you would have picked something up.
The Muppets are great, but I don't know these tertiary characters' names or fucking creatures' names.
They were on the moon, I think.
In space?
No.
Muppets in space? That's a good one.
Hey, Joe.
Mm.
You like whacking off?
Only with a master. A master of horror.
Oh, we don't have any of those here.
Know where I can find a master of horror?
No, sir.
Neither does Mick Garris, apparently.
I know where you can find, like, an oversized Mardi Gras mask. You know, like a big paper mache head.
Yeah.
With sticks hanging out of it.
Yeah. Does it thought, like, you see in, like, night vision? Does it have goggles in it?
Because fear.com.
Tell us all about this fair-haired child, Tom.
No.
Yeah, it's not much to tell. This one, again, is another piece of shit. Lori Petty is in it, so at first I thought, oh, this is a vampire story, because she looks all fucked up and emaciated and pale as shit. It's about some parents killing kids so they can
resurrect. Who's the dad?
I don't know.
The dad's a star. It's a cameo. It's a guest appearance by a famous author.
R.L. Stein?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
What about that art house scene where he's like drowning and walking on water with his little hat?
He's wearing a dunce hat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I don't,
fucking stupid kind of way.
That was fucked up. Stan Winston wasn't able to do the series, so just like, come on, we know you're doing that creature feature. Don't you have anything left over? Well, yeah, we got the Friday the 13th one we made, but we weren't able to fit. That's it. It's fine. We only need 51 mm-hmm. minutes. All right, you can have it then. So this is pretty much Stan Winston's creature feature presents Friday the 13th.
Hey, Gregory, throw some white paint on this.
We don't have a lake, but we have a pond in our backyard that the child is very familiar with, that he grew up around.
That looks about as big as maybe somebody's backyard. And where are you going to go on that fucking boat? You know, just little circles.
I'll give it this. The opening scene where they have, like, all those little head, those weird head ornaments hanging from branches, and then that weird stick body thing that was there, and, like, everything up until they showed a flash of a gas mask, which was, like, the first 10 seconds of the thing, was pretty cool.
No, I thought that all looked like any haunt you go to in October. You know, I was like, fuck, I've seen all this plenty of times.
But it was lit well.
Okay. We'll give him that. We'll throw him a bone.
Unfortunately, the rest of it wasn't, because this was easily the cheapest looking one. It's like, Post Malone, who? We don't have any money for you. Joe Dante has more sweaters to buy.
We're going to reuse this room. We're just going to put different furniture in here.
I did, the first 10 seconds and the slapstick in it, I did like. When she got hit by that car
that
and fell down the stairs, oh man, I had a good laugh. But then they tried it a third time and just pushed her off that ledge in the basement, and I was like, oh. And then it turns into people under the stairs.
But they added insult to injury by throwing her backpack on her, too.
Do your homework.
Yeah. This is Tank Girl telling you so.
Yeah, this was fucking retarded. I guess the parents, they're retarded, maybe, kid? Drowned in a pond in the back of their house when they were having a picnic. And R.L. Stein didn't know how to swim, even though there's a pond in the back of his house and he has a kid. So the kid dies and they make a deal with the Cupid from Cigarette Burns?
No, it's the sky whirlpool god.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So they make a deal with her and it turns the kid into a Mardi Gras costume. And then the kid makes a deal not to kill the girl. And then the kid's fine and talks to the parents and says, I made a deal with a little wind girl. And then the monster that he was turning into came into the house and killed the parents, which didn't make any sense because we clearly saw he was turning into that monster, not it was a separate entity. But then that monster comes through the window. No,
this time it was the girl that was the monster because she had on the fucking skirt and the socks.
Oh, that was the girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking even more dumb. Holy shit. Okay. Yeah, I thought
had to
that
turn
was
him into the monster because remember he was the one that had to do the killings. Now she had to do the killings to seal the deal.
Oh, I thought that was the monster coming back.
No, not taken for granted, Tom. This is a master.
I see. Yeah, no, I'm the idiot.
Or novices of horror.
Okay, no, I get it. They just didn't have enough time to explain it fully. I understand.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
What has?
Not at all. What's the next one? I didn't even look. I turned it off.
I think it's another one that I've never seen, but you'll like because you're a Lucky McGee fan. And I think it's Sick Girl.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, unfortunately. Hopefully I'm going to knock that one out tonight because I'm not looking forward to it. I'll be doing a little drinking. That's what I try and do. Try and watch these Monday so I can just get them the fuck over with.
Well, speaking of COVID, Spider-Man's under the weather this issue. Again, this dude gets sick a lot.
He does. He has healing strength and all this shit.
He's got a really poor immune system. Yeah, so he's swinging around, getting sick, looking for whoever the fucking baddie was last issue that kicked his ass. Kraven. Yeah. Kraven kicked his ass. But let's go see what's going on with the Vulture in the fucking prison. Oh, he's on his deathbed. And he gives his celly a guy named Blackie Drago. You know that because he says it in every panel. Blackie Drago! I'm Blackie Drago. The new Vulture. He gives him the whereabouts of his wings so he can become the new Vulture and kick Spider-Man's ass for him. And he does. The end.
Blackie Just kidding. Drago. two more parts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he does kick Spider-Man's ass because he's sick, I guess. Leaves him in the snow. This issue is a little better because we don't have all that fucking who gives a fuck about Harry Osborn and Flash and Liz and fucking Mary Jane. All they do make appearances. Not Flash. He's in basic training right now. But all
and
the rest.
A lot of the panels have cum falling from the sky.
One really funny or laughable, I should say, scene is when Spider-Man thinks of calling Matt Murdock to see if Daredevil will go out and find these guys and kick their asses for him.
Can Daredevil come out and play?
Think old DD can come and handle this shit for me?
I'm in over my head. I have to call a blind man. Ugh. Yeah, well, see you next week for part two.
Yeah, we're leading up into the milestone 50th issue.
I'm sure an anal's coming up.
Yeah, collector's item, as they say.
You got it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Look on the Facebook page when we get to that issue. Joe will be giving it away. I'll enter that one.
After going through these, I don't want to read them again.
Sell them. Make a couple.
Maybe
dozen bucks.
Maybe if comic shows ever come back, I'll sell them cheap and get rid of them there. It'll be other dealers that come and buy them right away.
Hey, you looking to sell these all in a whole or wholesale?
Is that the best you can do? Fuck out of here. Fuck.
You got a list?
Got a list. So Tom, he wanted to go old prostitution style on this list. So we're talking movies about or featuring hookers. Or, as we like to call them, bitches.
Well, I was going to say working girls. Or guys.
Or guys. So my honorable mentions, Tom. I have Maniac, the original. This guy loves killing bitches. Or working girls. Then I have the Maniac remake. This guy loves killing bitches. Or guys. Then I have The Unforgiven. This is where a working girl gets beat down, slashed up her face, and then they got to call in Morgan Freeman to come kill them all. Then I have Angel. She's a high school honor student by day and a hooker by night.
Is that one worth checking out?
Yeah.
I hear mixed things.
I think you can get them on a set. I can't remember if they get better as they go on.
They get worse from what I hear.
Yeah, but I think that's why they're better.
All right. Next Vinegar Syndrome sale.
Then I have Foxy Brown.
Mm.
Now, she's not a prostitute in this one, but she's pretending to be one so she can infiltrate somebody that's, I don't know, doing shit with prostitutes or something. I don't remember. That other guy's a pimp, that guy that died, that everybody was sad that he was an old man that died. I don't remember his name.
Pat Patterson.
Yes.
I see, okay. Allegedly.
Vic Morrow.
Gotcha. My honorable mentions are the animated classic Lil Pimp. And then I have the Tales from the Crypt classic Bordello of Blood. And then I have the Blaxploitation classic Willie Dynamite. And then I have the Blaxploitation classic Soul of Radio Edit Charlie. And then I have the modern-day Blaxploitation classic.
Salute!
Race War, the remake. Cracker Jones in was a male prostitute.
Oh, was he now?
Remember he was sucking up that D? and then spit out all that sea. It's gross. Number 10.
The Tales from the Crypt classic, Bordello of Blood.
With Dennis Mirar. And your boy, the fell dog.
And that other old guy.
The Crypt Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
Angela Bassett.
Hey, at the end of this fucking Masters of Horror, I kept expecting the Crypt Keeper to come out and start doing some one-liners right at the fucking end.
Well, that was fucking stupid, wasn't it? Now, say what you will about Masters of Horror. I first start the DVD and that song comes on, I'm like, all right. I like that theme song. I think it's a good, strong opening. It's memorable, that's for sure. Number 10, Idiocracy. We're living it, man. Not really. Man.
They predicted it. Oh, yeah, sure.
Funny movie. Excuse me. Oh, I'm all Gacy. Number 9.
Sin City.
What? At number 9?
City. Yep, old Goldie. She's a whore. And there's a lot of other whores on there, too. Like Jessica Alba.
Fucking heads on a wall.
Rosario Dawson.
Mijo.
Number 9, Tom.
It's not Sin City, I'll tell you that. But it is Dolomite, motherfucker. Breathing down your neck. Pow, pow, pow. My least favorite of the four. Doesn't mean it's not good.
That's true.
It's just my personal least favorite of the four. Number 8.
Payback. The Mel Gibson classic. You got Lucy Liu portraying a whore. Good movie. A lot of fun.
I find it hard to believe that it's better than Sin City.
It's better than Sin City. I enjoy it more than Sin City.
My number 8 is the Artie Lang classic, Beer League. The pitching machine, she's a prostitute. You know why they call her the pitching machine? You know why they call her the pitching machine. That old gag.
Yeah.
Very disrespectful. Number 7.
Twin Peaks. Fire Walk With Me. Yep. That Laurel Palmer, she was a prostitute.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
My number 7. Big Money Hustlers. Missy. Fucking prostitute.
Let me just say, this is no Big Money Rustlers, which is the superior of the two.
I don't think so, Tim. It's from Home Improvement. Number 6.
The Killer Inside Me. Jessica Alba plays a horse, kind of like she did in Sin City. Now, she can't act for shit, but man, does she look good.
My number 6 is the Tales from the Crypt classic, Demon Knight. I forgot which one of them, but one of the residents of that hotel was a fucking hooker.
Jada Pinkett.
No, she was a reformed hooker, I think. But I think one of them was actually turning out whores. Maybe that, the Sandman, the guy from Wings, old lady.
Yeah, Sandman.
They took Wings off, so that's good. They started a new year, so I guess they changed their schedule around and got rid of Wings.
They gotta pay that shit every year. Mm-hmm. Wings probably expensive because it's got Tony Shalhoub in it.
Yeah, I think wings might have been the cheapest one. number five.
Sometimes I buy those things in a package. Number five. The Tony Scott classic, True Romance.
My number five is the Fred Williamson classic, Boss Radio Edit. In the bar, there's an old prosty. Number four.
Blade Runner. In the future, prostitutes are put out of business because they got robot prostitutes.
I heard they were cold. Not only in the heart, but in the feel, too.
I don't know. I don't live in the future, Tom.
Oh, you just live in the past, huh? Sorry. Yeah, with that haircut. I have Frankenhooker. I was going to get this list signed, but that ain't going to happen no more.
Nope. Patsy Mullins. We'll see you at some point, I guess.
Fucking prig.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Boogie Nights. Featured Marky Mark Wahlberg. Marky Mark, he's the prostitute in this. Jerking off in front of dudes in trucks for money.
I have my favorite Rudy Ray Moore movie, The Human Tornado. He's a prostitute in it. Number two.
Whore. The Ken Russell classic about a prostitute. This movie's really hard to find. I would like to find a copy. I think it never has been on DVD or Blu-ray or anything. It's fucking good. It's funny.
Is it funny or is it heartbreaking?
Both, Tom. Both. It's about a whore. Of course it's heartbreaking and funny.
Wait, did you say horse?
No.
Oh.
No. It's not about drug. Well, yeah, it's about drugs, I guess, because it's about a whore. But, yeah, whore. And the alternate title for this, because this was a theatrically released film, was If You Can't Say It, Just See It. Number two, Tom.
I have the Norm MacDonald classic, Dirty Work. Where the trunks are full of dead whores. Wink! Number one.
Vice Squad. Probably the best movie about prostitution and about the struggles of being a pimp ever made. Wingshauser, you can't top that dude. He's fucking amazing in this movie.
But you want to. Top that, dude.
Man, I told you something. Work on your material before the show.
My number one is a classic of cinema, of Mexican filmmaking. And that is the Roberto Rodriguez classic, Sin City.
At number one?
Number one.
Oh, I think that would be more like, shit, number, hold on, nine material.
Oh, nine. Okay. Yeah. Here I was feeling bad the whole time. I thought it was at 10.
Yeah, that was Bordello of Blood.
Ah, that's right. What are we doing next week?
Next week, we're trying to stay topical on everything. So next week, we're going to be doing our favorite movies featuring riots.
Hey, everybody. Tune in next week, or don't. Please do. And then go to FastCustomShirts.com. That's www.FastCustomShirts.com. And buy many, many shirts. That's BUYMANYMANYSHIRTS. And then head on over
to DWMProductions.net. Hey, holy fuck, the website is back up. Yep, some stuff is gone. Some stuff
is
still there. But, and yeah, you're probably not going to get it right away. But hey, place your orders. Place your orders. And now there's a new feature. You can join food. Friends of old DWN. Yep, the DWN fan club is now a thing. Sign up now. Get your membership card, your poster, your keychain. Maybe a koozie. Who fucking knows? Not a mask, though. Not a mask.
Hold on. I'm writing all this down because I'm going to do it. Fill a little time, Joe.
All right. When Tom's...
What was it? A poster?
A poster, a keychain,
membership card, a keychain, maybe a koozie,
and not a mask.
Wasn't there something else?
You'll get a no mask.
I thought there was one more thing: a poster, a membership card, a keychain,
an 8x10 of Tom.
No. You can't add more stuff. I'll go back and listen to it. But this might happen. So, we'll see. I got some stuff to do, I guess. So, hey, everybody. When you're done whacking off that dog, don't forget to suck up the old boy gob.
A long December, and there's reason to believe. Maybe this year will be better than last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast. It's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. The smell of whippetles in winter. Feeling that it's all a lot of oysters, but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way the light attaches to a girl. One more night up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Na na na. Na 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 na. Go up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. A long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself, hold on to these moments as they pass. It's one dead day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na 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 na. Na na na. Na 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 na. Yeah. Yeah.